Gone Show with Anna DeBlantis. Richard Roper is here. Anna's off today. Kevin Powell has checked in.
I'm here.
And
I'm
now, at Violetta has checked in. I'm here. Don't forget me. Violetta was never the child that was left in the back seat of the car, and they drove away. That never happened.
At least not willingly.
Yeah. All right. Our old friend, Ed Obradovich, is joining us right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And OB, I talked to all my sports gurus over the weekend to try to get a good analysis of the Bears draft, and I'm leaving this finally to you. You're the only voice I trust in all of this. Do you think that the Bears had grade the draft for me, A through F?
Do I think the draft that they had, it really comes down to the first three drafts, Smith, Daniels, and Miller. When you get back to the other three or four guys that are left in the draft, Fitz, Wims, Nichols, and Joel, who I cannot pronounce his last name. But what I do, I think with the off-field acquisitions they made during the season, during this past winter, I think that the three guys we got, if I think that they can come through, we might have a chance. We might have a chance at making a pretty good run at it, even though we have a pretty tough schedule. But when you look at our number one draft choice, Smith, the thing that bothers me is his height and his weight. He's not 6'1". He's a little over 6 foot, and he weighs 225 pounds, not 236. And Daniels, the second-round draft pick, I like him a lot, from Iowa.
Yeah.
About 3'10", played center the last 2 years in college, but our genius coaches are going to take him. Now, we drafted him in the second round, and these coaches are going to put him at guard. Why wouldn't you draft a guard to play guard in the National Football League? But these guys know better. It's just like with Cody Whitehair. He played at Kansas State for 3-4 years. He played at tackle. They draft him to come in and play guard for us. And what happens 3 days before the opener? They put him in at center. I don't get it, gentlemen. Anyway, I think Anthony Miller, the third draft pick, I think he's got the heart. He's got the ability. And what he does have, you know, they say he drops passes at sometimes, but he's got some pretty damn good hands. He reaches out and catches the ball. So the first three choices I like. I think there's a possibility, again, with the off-field, all the people we acquired, we may have something here. We just may have something.
So, Obi, it sounds like you're worried when you talk about this Rokon Smith, which is an unfortunate first name, let's be honest. We might have to just rename him, just call him, you know, R. Smith.
I'm already working on Rokon. We're one step closer today than we were on Friday.
But it sounds to me like you're worried about this kid's ability to stop a running back who's going to be bigger and stronger than he is, more than his pass coverage. Is that correct?
That and a little bit more. Now, listen, Dick Butkus went over, and I know that Dick really researches this for the Butkus Award, the linebacker of the year, and he picked this kid. Yeah. But what bothers me, in the National Football League, you know, you go from college to the pros, just double the speed. All of a sudden, you've got guys that are 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", 320 pounds flying at you from a guard position or a tackle coming down at you. And what bothers me, if you're a 4-3 defense, remember Mike Singletary was not a very big guy, but he had two guys, two defensive tackles that played in front of him that kept the center and the guards off of him. He could move. He had great quickness and a great nose for the ball. Now, this kid, because of his size, he's playing in the middle of a 3-4 defense. And what a 3-4 is, you have three down linemen with either a strong side linebacker or a weak side linebacker coming in for a blitz, okay? Usually that's who's coming in to make it a four-man rush. The fact of the matter is you have wide spreads, wide gaps between the center, the guard, and the tackle. And I'm going to tell you, at the snap of the ball, those guys are coming at angles. You know, you got a right tackle coming down looking for the middle linebacker or a guard in a switch block with the center, and they catch you, they can drive you right out of there. This kid does not have the size. I would feel better if it was a 4-3, where I know he could really put his ability to unbelievable use. But I'm going to wait and see on this and see how he reacts playing in the middle in the National Football League in a 3-4. The other thing I want to say, this coaching staff, Nagy and your coaches, you got 5 exhibition games to get ready, okay? We have players that we have linebackers year after year are hurt. We have rush passes from the outside are hurt. We have cornerbacks that are hurt. The middle of our offensive line year after year, they're hurt. We have receivers that are hurt. We get running backs that are hurt. Just think about what I'm telling you, Roger. It's year after year after year. The system is wrong. And what I believe they have to do, because when they go to training camp, they do nothing, and they hardly play. They have hardly played our number one guys in the exhibition season. There's no way. You've got to play to get ready for the National Football League. You can't wish or pray yourself in there. You got to get in playing shape. And if Nagy comes out and I see these guys tiptoeing around playing 2 or 3 downs and then they take them out and then they put the guys who will never make the team or won't get on the field play the majority of the time, that's a big mistake. Mark my words.
OB, the edge rushing position for the Bears.
Kevin Powell, your question.
Yes, Mike. OB, good to talk to you, by the way. The edge rushing position for the Bears is thin right now, other than Leonard Floyd, and even he's still sort of a question mark at this point. It's thin. They don't have a lot of depth there, and they didn't really address it in the draft early on. Where do you see them going in improving that position, or do you think there is enough there? Could they potentially bring back Willie Young on a one-year deal or something like that?
Well, I was surprised to let Willie Young go, tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I thought that he would be here because he shows spurts of greatness. But then again, these guys, they get hurt. And so, you know something? I wouldn't be a bit surprised. We're talking about Rokon Smith. I wouldn't be surprised if it's 3rd and 11. You might see him, either, like if he's not in a blitz, you might see him coming from the outside. When it's, you know, it's a definite passing situation because this kid is lightning. I mean, he's got speed and quickness that's really hard to fathom. I mean, this kid can move.
I want to stop you there for a second because we know that he's got speed. We know that he's got he's an intuitive linebacker, which is really an important thing, which I think is why he won the Butkus Award.
Yes.
That he's a guy that, you know, they talked about. We had Matt Forte in on Friday talking about this, and, you know, he said his first day in practice, lining up against Urlacher, and Urlacher called the play before he got the ball, right? Called it out. And he's like, oh, no, am I going to deal with a guy like, you know, in the NFL? Welcome to the NFL. Guys who know what they're doing has been the linebackers and call a defense. And they say the same thing about Rokon Smith, that he's capable of doing that. He's going to have that good intuition. Don't you think they can get him the size? I mean, isn't that part of the training regimen in the NFL?
Well, just what you just said, his instincts and they're there. But, Ro, what you got to understand here is this is a giant leap. Believe me, it's a giant leap. And again, not to talk in circles here, but what bothers me about this kid is his size. That's what bothers me. Now, is he going to be able to read plays and before they're hatched or before they're called? Some people could do that if they're great studiers of the game. Butkus was excellent at it. You know, he did his homework very well. Urlacher did his homework very well. That's why he was able to call that play. If it's in a certain down and they're in a certain offensive set, you know what the hell's coming.
All right. I think these guys all tend to get a little bit bigger in the NFL anyway, and I just think that they're going to be working on that with him. Kid seems to have a good attitude. I'm excited about him because that is a need. And as you mentioned, I mean, we're starting to see way too many injuries. I just want to ask you this, and I'm going to sit down and wait for your aneurysm. You think Kevin White's going to play this year for the Chicago Bears? I'll sit down now and wait for my answer.
Kevin White's going to play for the Bears?
Yeah.
I don't. What the hell are you drinking, Ro?
Thank God Kevin White's gonna be back and healthy this year. That's I was gonna ask it like that and see if you'd just go totally ballistic. Well, all right, let's talk about the schedule because you mentioned that it's
there you go.
A fairly tough schedule. But what do you think? I mean, it's can this team be competitive in the NFC North? Let's start there.
It all depends how the free agents signing and these three young kids come along during the five exhibition training camp and five exhibition games. Because I'll tell you what, when the gun goes off, you're at Green Bay.
Yeah.
On a Sunday night. And then guess what? Your next game is at night at home, I believe, on a Sunday or Monday, and it's against the Seahawks. You think they're going to come in here playing in a lose? You know, and then you got Arizona, and then you got the Buccaneers coming in here who killed us last year. Then there's a tough middle schedule. And then, bro, when you look at the last four games, Rams at home, the Packers at home, at San Francisco, and at Minnesota. So these guys better get ready to play that opening game because we do have a tough schedule. Now, we got to go six times. Kirk Cousins came from the Redskins to the Vikings as a free agent. This guy's a gunslinger. You know, they got a great coach in Mike Zimmer. They're young. They've got an aggressive defense, and they're very, very hungry. Detroit Lions, Matt Stafford, the highest-paid quarterback in the National Football League. We got to play him twice. And then we got to talk about Aaron Rodgers and what they've done up in Minnesota. This guy will not stand for the Packers losing, Aaron Rodgers. He's always a force that you have to deal with. So in our NBC, our North Division, I think right now is the toughest division in the NFL, and we got to play these guys six times. I'm going to tell you something. They better learn their stuff, and they better play, and they better get ready because it starts from the get-go at Green Bay. And if they don't show up, Katie by the door, it's going to be a hellish year.
Oh, hey, Obi, I want to ask you real quick if we can just step outside of the Bears situation for a second. And the Cleveland Browns with the number one pick. And to me, it just seemed like a very Cleveland thing to do to take Baker Mayfield, who obviously has got a lot of talent, but I don't know necessarily the right mentality to become a true leader in the NFL. And to my mindset, Obi, I would have taken the kid out of Penn State. Saquon Barkley was a sure thing, a solid citizen, a great running back, and they still could have gotten another top-tier quarterback at number four. Your thoughts?
Number one, okay. Do you think, with Manziel, do you think lightning could strike twice in Cleveland?
Yes. It has struck 23 times with their last quarterbacks.
That is true.
My favorite quarterback is the kid from Wyoming. I think he's head and shoulders above anybody Rosen and all the rest of them that are out there.
Oh, that Rosen's a punk. I'm going to tell you right now. That kid is going to be trouble in the NFL because it's all about him, and that does not work in my National Football League.
But just watch my guy, and I think Buffalo drafted
Josh Allen. Yeah, Buffalo made some moves to get him.
Yeah.
And we got to play Buffalo in Buffalo, and they had a pretty good team last year. But yeah. if I may, you know, just one kind of bad thing, and then I'll just sum it up.
All right.
You know, our general manager, Pace, this is, I think, his fourth draft. He's coming into this draft. He was rated the lowest general manager in the National Football League by NFL.com. My, what a moniker to have.
Okay.
Well,
all right, so
room for improvement.
Do you think the Bears, I mean, just get, all right. Everybody just calm down. Take a deep breath.
I already got him at 0-4.
Okay. Do you think that the Bears will be 8-8 or better?
I think that's the best that we could hope for is 8-8. And I hate to say that because I think every time a team should go in there, there's two words, Super Bowl. Anything less means is absolutely nothing. But I think if we could get to 8-8, I think if those three draft choices come through and our acquisitions in the offseason and we can get a system where, for God's sakes, every game, half the team can't even suit up because they're hurt. And that's one of the biggest problems we've had the last several years. I don't understand how the hell these guys get hurt. They don't do anything.
There you go. We're going to leave it there. Huh. Ed Obradovich, the great one.
Thanks, OB.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Guys, talk to you later.
All right. Here is Judy Pollack telling us what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.